Welcome to the last lesson in the series, The Secret to a Successful Family. This is Believers Academy and my name is Joy. Thank you so much for studying with us. This lesson is See Your Family Healed, Whole, and at Peace. God's will is for your family to succeed, and He has provided everything you need. Now it's up to you to speak, believe, pray, forgive, and love. You can do it. To get the benefit of every point of this lesson, you can pause or rewind this teaching at any time. As usual, we have scriptures and notes for you to download and continue your studies. It's time now, so get ready. Let's join Kelly.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher and I appreciate you joining me today. It's Friday. It's the last day that I'll be here with you this time, but we've had so many good things come out in these 2 weeks of broadcasts about our family, about loving each other, about shutting the door on the devil. And of course, for 2 weeks, I've been threatening to you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And today, you just get ready, today is going to happen. Amen. But we've got some wonderful places to go in the Word. We've talked about not being judgmental. We've talked about using our words. We ended up yesterday about blessing those who curse us, not just to be a doormat. In fact, we are no doormat. Let me tell you that. We are powerful. And I want you to see yourself as powerful. There is nothing more powerful than the love of God. Nothing more powerful to change things than the love of God. And the Bible says, we're going to read today, love never fails. You look at your circumstance and you think, oh, I don't know how anything could change this. Well, love never fails. It's so powerful. People just don't understand the power that they have when they walk in love. And so today, we're going to go deeper into those things, but just to remind you again, the reason you bless people when they curse you is so that things will change, so that their life will change. You bless somebody, you have the power in love to bless somebody and their life change. They begin to see you in a different way. But you know, the most important thing in all of this is not even what someone else does or doesn't do. What you're going to find when you start operating in these things that I'm talking about, you're going to change. And you may think, well, I don't think I need changing. Well, you just wait and see. God will change the way you think. He will redirect the way you think. He can redirect your perspective. Even if people never quit talking ugly about you, you'll get to the point where who cares? You know, isn't that what the Word and the Beatitude says? Even when people persecute you, you don't care. Why? Because God's moving in my life. God's operating in my life. He's making other people favorable to me. He's making my circumstances come alive. See, God will fix it one way or the other. God will fix things for you. But we are believing today for relationships and families to be fixed and operating, every single person in your circle, operating in God's plan and in His will for you. There's so many important things we've talked about for the last 2 weeks. I would really encourage you to go to kcm.org and re-watch or watch the first two, the other nine sessions that we've done, because it'll bless you. So, but today, I believe we're going to get through all of this and get everything said that the Lord wants to say and nothing extra. Amen. But we're going to look at today in James, because we talked about receiving His will, that He has declared it to be in heaven for your life, receiving that by faith, even while it's still a mystery to you, receive it, and then declare those things to come to pass in your life. We understand in Hebrews 11, it says, we understand that the world, the whole universe was framed at God's command, not out of things we could see, but out of the unseen. Your answers, your future, it may be still unseen in the natural, but you can begin to see it in your heart and begin speaking it before you ever, you don't look at the seen. I mean, you've probably been around long enough around this ministry to know you don't look at what you see. You look at the unseen. And that unseen is very powerful. That unseen created this universe, and it will create the right circumstances and life for you and for your family as well. So let's keep talking about the important part of that is your mouth. You know, that's what's so devastating when you get upset with somebody and you start saying these things about them, you're just following what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to curse them. And I'm not talking just curse words either. I'm talking about saying negative things, even if they appear to be true that you're saying. If you're just saying, well, I'm just stating the fact about so-and-so. Well, stop it. You know, obviously the facts about so-and-so are not that good, or you wouldn't be mad at them. So quit stating the facts and start stating what the Lord tells you to state about them. If all you can say about them right now is, Lord, they're blessed by you in the name of Jesus, well, do it. And you may think, well, I don't want God to bless them. I just assume they have trouble that they've caused for me. Well, don't do that, because you certainly don't want a hundredfold return on that. No, we want grace. You know, I want grace for me, but I'm going to have to give grace to them too, for me to receive grace. And I can tell you that His grace is worth it. Whatever clamp you have to put on your mouth, or whatever clamp you have to put down on your flesh, it's worth it to receive the life that God has for you. So let's go to James chapter 3, because this is dealing directly with the tongue and the things that you say. And of course, we're going to see here that your tongue is directly tied to strife. In this chapter. So let's get started in this. James chapter 3. Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Why don't we know that's true? Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. Wow, that's a very large statement for the word to make. If we could control our tongues, we could be perfect. Remember, God used His tongue and His command, created the universe. You can do the same thing. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. Think about this. You can say, well, my situation is so bad, and it may seem so huge, like this huge ship that cannot be turned to go the other direction. But this says that even in a strong wind, even with a huge ship, even with everything seemingly in the circumstances around you working against you, that rudder, that tongue can turn everything around. It's a powerful, powerful member. Why do you think the devil is on us so hard to get us to speak, to reinforce negative things in our life? We shouldn't be reinforcing negative things in our lives. That's cursing our lives. We should be speaking what? The unseen. Speaking the will of God with our tongue over our lives and over the lives of others around us. This says, in the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, or you could say it makes a big impact. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, and the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. That tongue can set your whole life on fire. You know, I heard Dad explain this one time. He was saying, you know, when you have a forest fire, and the forest fires that we've seen even in the last few years, you know, just devastating millions of acres and charring it. But you can't go back and find that little match that started it, that little piece of kindling that actually got that huge forest fire going. That little thing started all of that, but you can't trace it back and go back and find that. That's the way our tongue is. You know, we say stuff and we say stuff and we say stuff, and we have certain circumstances in our life, and we don't know, why are those things happening? Why are those things the way they are? I know the Word says it shouldn't be that way. But you don't always, without the help and the grace of God and His opening your eyes to it, you won't trace it back to things that you said. And here's the deal. It's not just not, people are watchful over what they say about their own life, but think about what you say about someone else's life, how you curse someone else's life, how you, even if you're just stating the truth about them, you're using your tongue to say something about them that is not good. And what's going to happen? You get a hundredfold return in that in your life. We don't want that. We want our tongue. And it even says that here a little bit later. Let me keep reading and we'll see that. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. And I think it's important to note here, that's not saying we can't tame our tongue. But by natural means, the way you tame an animal or a bird, by natural means, you can't tame your tongue by that same natural means. It's restless, it's evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises the Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. You can't say negative things about somebody else. And then on the other hand, be quoting the Word and scriptures in your own life about your own life and your own kids, and I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm prosperous, and yet you're saying something else about somebody else. Your life, the life force power that are contained in your words cannot do both things. So what we need to do is we need to begin to bless those who curse us. No matter what anybody does, they're going to get blessed words from me. Why? Well, just out of self-protection, you want your own words to be effective for your own life. But also, when you speak those good things over them, they will change. That very person that was felt like a curse to you can become a great blessing to you. That's what God wants. And that's what speaking faith, speaking the Word, speaking the blessing over somebody else will cause the return and the favor from God towards you in your own life. And that's a powerful thing. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are jealous and there's selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying, for jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. These are demonically inspired. When you say negative things about people, when your tongue is used for wickedness and corruption, and it says here back in verse 6 that it sets your whole life on fire. It says it's set on fire by hell itself. It is the devil that is feeding you, encouraging you, and wanting you to use your tongue to destruction. You're doing his job for him. There's very little he can do if he cannot get us to apply our mouths towards his agenda. We need to say no. We're going to apply our mouths towards God's agenda. What is His agenda? To bless. We're going to apply our words to Him, to His agenda. It says, for wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, and we know in the King James where there is strife, there is, this Bible says, disorder and evil of every kind. In the King James it says, there is confusion and every evil work. People say, well, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, good people need to pay attention. People need to pay attention to what's coming out of their mouth. This is what this says. I'm not making this up. People need to pay attention and not be in strife. And they need to not be jealous and envious and disobedient. And they need to apply their mouths to the Word of God for others and for themselves. If you put the Word of God in your heart, now I wrote this down in my Bible. It says, those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace. We plant seeds of peace with our words and reap a harvest of righteousness. This is what I wrote. Put the Word in your heart to tame your tongue and put away strife. And it goes on to say, what's causing the quarrels and fights among you anyway? Don't they come from evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war. You don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. God is our source for all of these things. God is our source for all of the good things that He's promised us. It's not going to be because somehow when we can get it from, when we can keep someone else from having something, that means we can have it. No, that's not the way God's kingdom works. God's kingdom works if I help somebody get what they want, I get more. I give somebody something, I get 100-fold. This is the way God's kingdom works. And remember, we don't wage war the way flesh and blood, against flesh and blood, but we work with our words. Now I want to give you, let's look at, okay, it's time. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13 time. Yes, here we are. I even have it right here in my Amplified Bible, ready to go. So we're going to read this. And we're going to, as we read it, we're going to apply our faith to it and we're going to receive it. Not only is this the way God loves me, but this is from this day forward, from today forward, this is how I treat others. This is how I love. This is how we roll. Amen? To believe, receive this by faith as we read it. If I can speak with the tongues of men and angels but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion. Listen to this. The love such as is inspired by God's love for me and in me. So it's not just a vague human kind of love. We're talking about the love that is inspired by God's love for me, and it comes from God's love in me. I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, if I have sufficient faith so that I can move mountains, but have not love, God's love in me. Now see, those other things, people would say, boy, if you got all of that, you must be really being used of God. But it says, if you have all that, but you don't have love, I am nothing. And the Amplified says, a useless nobody. You're useless to God if you don't love. Doesn't that just gets you, doesn't it? I do not want to be useless to God. I want to be available to Him at all times. But unless I love, I'm useless. Even if I give everything I have to the poor and surrender my body to be burned, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Okay, so here it is. Love endures long, is patient, is kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. Love does not display itself haughtily. It's not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. It is not rude. I love the Amplified. It's not unmannerly, and it does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. Doesn't that sound like Jesus? It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account. You can't get offended and walk in love either. You can't offend and you can't be offended. Boy, wouldn't we be powerful, all of us walking in this. It takes no account of the evil done to it, and it pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Listen to this. This is the power scripture. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Love will hold you up, prop you up in any situation. It is ever ready to believe the best. Find something good in every person. I added that. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades out. It does not become obsolete or comes to an end. Love never fails. Never fails. So we've got to, on purpose, walk in these things. On purpose, exercise the love of God on the inside of us. You know what? If you still need more stirring up, go read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Go read John 14, 15, 16, 17. Go read. Look up the love scriptures. But I want to read you a scripture today in Philippians 1 that is one of my favorite confession scriptures. Oh, I just feel so relieved that we got to 1 Corinthians 13. I've been saying it, and now I can relax because we got it in there. I got it in there just for my mother. No, my mother walks in that. And that's her favorite scripture, I think. But she lives it. In Philippians 1, I'm going to read this to you. I was thinking about reading it out of the Amplified, but I'll just read it out of the New Living. I think it's good there. Let's see. Chapter, verse 9. I pray. Now, let's pray this for ourselves. I pray that your love, you can say my love will overflow. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit, not just be filled with salvation, but we want to be filled with fruit. We want evidence, manifested evidence. That's what fruit is. We want manifested evidence of our salvation, or you could say of what Jesus did for me. May your life be filled with the fruit of your salvation. There it is. The righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory to and praise to God. I do want to read this. I'm flipping over here because I am going to read it in the Amplified to you. Philippians 1 and 9. Let's say it this way. This I pray, that my love may abound yet more and more and extend. The love in me extends to its fullest development and knowledge and in all keen insight. I believe we have keen insight into ourselves, into situations, and into others. That my love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment, so that I may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best, and distinguishing the moral differences. Isn't that important? What we need to recognize, even in other people and in situations, is what's really important. You know, sometimes we think something's important enough to argue about, and it's just really not. But the love of God in us recognizes what's vital, recognizes what's important, and that love can extend to its fullest and greatest development. And this is what we receive in our lives. This is what we are going to keep saying this. Keep saying Philippians 1 over yourself. Keep saying 1 Corinthians chapter 13 over yourself. And even in Ephesians, I could give you Ephesians 4 where it says we bear with one another and their faults because we love each other. This is who we are. We are believers. We are filled and full of a love that extends to its fullest development, and it is encompassing in every situation, and it bears up, holds up under any attack that Satan might try to throw at you. The love of God never fails, and neither will you.
Congratulations, you've just finished the whole series, The Secret to a Successful Family. We hope these lessons have helped you and your family. Don't forget to download the study aids we've made available for you. We want you to have these study guides to help your family become more and more successful. We look forward to more times together in Believers Academy because we have many more series for your study. Until that time, we encourage you to enjoy the blessings of God and continue to study His Word. Remember, Jesus is Lord.